Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Turning our attention now to the Saharan dust cloud, Fox 19 meteorologist Frank Marzullo is joining us now on the telephone. Morning, Frank.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing great. We're trying to calm the masses with this Sahara dust storm or whatever this is that everyone's freaking out over. Can you explain what this is, how frequently it happens, and what this means to us today?
What our personal health risks truly are, Frank.
Jen's really concerned because back in the year 582 or some stuff, there was a dust storm, and it was the worst year in the Earth's history.
That's right.
And now she's got more rocks in the studio.
I'm a little concerned.
Well, here's the deal. Everything right now sounds awful, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Everything. The killer hornets. We got this. So, no, this happens. This happens like every year. It's nothing new. It is a little more widespread. It's a little more intense this year, okay? So it is a little more intense. And it is a little bit larger in its mass. But basically the only thing, Jen, I would say anybody that has, like, respiratory problems. You know when we do these air quality alert days? We have those, you know, during the summertime.
Yeah.
They refuel after 8, give yourself a little extra. Yeah, if you have respiratory issues, you might notice a little bit of irritation.
So my boyfriend that's highly asthmatic, I should tell him to stay inside.
He needs to stay inside. He needs to clean the toilets.
Babe, are you listening to this?
Or the toddler now. How old's your daughter now?
What, she's like, 3.
3. I feel like she was just born yesterday.
She was.
Everybody ages quickly in the pandemic. No, I will tell you, we will see some nice sunrise because these are dust particles in the air, and light, of course, reflects off dust particles and particles. So we should have some pretty magnificent sunrises and sunsets this weekend. So
is it going to look like people sprinkled, you know, some... So what is this sparkly stuff? Glitter.
Glitter.
Yes.
Glitter.
Are we going to have like glitter sunsets?
It's Poppy. It's Poppy from the Trolls movie. It's going to look just like.
Perfect.
Looks like a typical sunrise in Los Angeles.
All we need is some weird looking animal that poops cupcakes and we are in.
I'll go with a little Los Angeles right now.
Yeah.
You hear Disneyland, they're not opening now. They were originally going to start opening here next couple weeks. Now they've delayed it.
I did see that.
So we have nothing really to be worried about other than
don't
if you're asthmatic, stay inside.
It's not going
to
cause a plague of flies or murder hornets or any other collateral damage.
Not at all. Well, no, the respiratory issues is the only thing. If you have the asthmatic part,
be aware of that.
Don't worry about that. I'm more concerned, guys. I've got a mouse in my house.
Uh-oh.
I freak out. I'm like a clean freak, and now I'm thinking I'm dirty. And I'm like, why do I have a mouse? This little mouse, and the girls want to name it Mocha Frappuccino.
I think you should.
And I send them out to get the mouse traps, and they come back, and they buy the ones that don't chop its head off.
Frank, have a heart.
Yes. The humane traps.
Hey, listen, just get a cat. Yeah. That's how you get rid of it.
We had that talk, too. No, I can't. I'm allergic to cats.
Yeah, you just catch that thing and rehome it.
Yeah, and it'll
Sahara
be right
dust
back
clouds
in your house.
He has no problem with, but cats are a different story.
Let me tell you, my boyfriend puts a little bit of peanut butter on a Tootsie Roll, and that seemed to have done the trick in our garage.
Really? Okay, I'll try that. I see it. We just moved, so I'm trying to get used to like where the little holes in the house are.
Yeah.
And it's coming in behind the dishwasher, so I'm thinking there's something back there.
All right, buddy. Well, we're going to let you get back to that.
Good luck, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, happy belated birthday,
Frank. Yeah, happy late birthday, too.
Oh, thanks. Good to talk to you guys.
Good talking to you, as always.
Bye-bye.
You don't hear as many guys named Renee in this country, but that's kind of a cool unisex name, too, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And the spelling's always different, too. You don't find the same spelling.
How do you spell Renee?
R-E-N-E-E.
That's how I wrote it down.
Yep.
Do you have the little slash thing up at the top?
No, I do not.
No. All right, well, listen. You have a chance to win $1,000 here, Renee.
Okay.
And you know how it works, right? You play along at home, do you?
I have listened and I have played on occasion.
Now, do you feel like you're pretty good at it? I mean, you know, as you're listening, are you getting annoyed with the people playing? Like, come on, that's an obvious, you know, Tootsie Roll. You know, do you scream answers?
So sometimes, but it's a lot harder in 30 seconds.
Yeah. I have a hard time sitting here with my mouth shut.
Yeah.
I just want to shout out the answer when
me
I think
too.
Of one.
Yeah.
I want to help the contestant.
Yeah.
Often Tim and I look at each other and mouth what we would say.
Yeah, and it's usually something dirty between the two of you.
Correct.
Or, yeah. Or we just point to a body part. Like when it's tea, we're like, beep, boop.
All right, I'm going to open up this envelope.
All right, Renee. So you'll have 30 seconds, 10 questions. Please don't repeat any answers. And if you need to pass because you get a little stuck, just go ahead and pass and we'll come back around to it, okay?
Okay.
All right. What do you got over there?
We have an excellent letter. This letter is the letter J, as in J. Jeff and Jen.
That's hilarious. My whole family's J except me. So.
Oh.
There you go.
All right.
Oh, this will be fun.
Well, you're going to know a lot of words then.
Oh, let's hope.
Let's go.
Oh, man, I'm coming up with a ton. Just look. Yeah, you could do this.
Ooh, I'm excited.
You could do this with the letter J. Okay.
All right. And just to reiterate what Jen said, you know, utilize that pass strategy. If you can't think of something right off the bat, pass quickly.
Yep.
So okay. We can cover as much ground as you can and Jen will come back to it.
Okay. Here we go, Renee. With right. the letter J, name something you do in isolation.
Jumping jacks.
A school.
Pass.
A scent.
Jasmine.
A band.
Pass.
Something smooth.
Jam.
A salad ingredient.
Pass.
A candy.
Jawbreakers.
A plant.
Yeah, that's
juniper!
It.
Juniper!
I thought about juniper for like three different things earlier.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
At school, you could have just said junior high.
Or Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there's a Jackson Memorial something
yeah.
out
mm-hmm.
there.
Jamestown.
Jamestown, yeah.
How about a band that starts
Jackson
with J?
Five.
Journey.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, easier.
Salad yep, ingredient. Yeah. Jalapenos.
Oh. Jalapenos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jalapenos.
Well, darn it anyway.
That's all right.
You
That's
did
okay.
great,
you
Renee.
Did. You did.
Well,
you did.
You. J's are hard.
J is kind of hard.
They are, but I, you know.
I was hoping.
If you could ask me names, I could have easily came up with that one.
Yeah.
No doubt. All right. Well, listen, we'll do it again tomorrow. You can always call back.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. You have a great day.
Hey, you too. Renee. We'll still be
Bye.
Here. All right. Take it easy.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.